episode is brought to you by Benton Integrative Medicine, a concierge membership-based medical practice offering direct primary care, functional medicine, hormone and sexual health, and wellness and vitality programs.
At Benton Integrative Medicine, they look beyond symptoms to uncover root cause solutions, helping patients restore balance, energy, and well-being through a comprehensive and personalized approach.
Their team believes in medical freedom, informed choice, and patient autonomy, empowering you to take charge of your health with a trusted partner by your side. Learn more at bentonintegrative.com and discover how integrative care can help you thrive, body, mind, and soul.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today we have a guest we are so excited to introduce you to. One, because you probably are going to be hearing a lot more about him in the future. I'm sure he will continue to be a guest on our show because he is so aligned with us. And it's really an answered prayer for us because, as you guys all know, if you've been listening to us since the very beginning, shout out to all our faithful listeners. We love you guys so much. But in 2021, we came together to have conversation around controversial topics and trying to bring evidence that perhaps the narratives that you are believing were not necessarily true. And again, we always said, we don't want to tell you what to think. We just want to challenge you to do it. And so much of the conversation was in the health and wellness space, whether it was the childhood vaccine program, the COVID vaccines, whether it's what's in your water, what's in your food, what's good for you, what's not. We are proud of the fact we have facilitated conversations for these last 4 years that have helped people wake up to the truth. And I got to be honest with you, I know Kristen and Amy can chime in on this as well, but we have been exhausted at times. It has been a fight where you have to defend yourself, you have to defend with evidence, which, by the way, the other team never brings to the table, right? Instead, they'll just call us a bigot, you know, they'll call us names. They're good at name calling. Trust me, I can call you names too, okay? I'm real good at it when I'm mad, so.
We are. They're there. They're just not coming.
I'm trying not to call names, but, like, you know, it's a fight that's honestly not even been fair because we've had the mainstream media against us. We've had every government agency against us. We've had our own government against us. And then we had social media in bed with the government, which, by the way, y'all, everything I'm saying, I can prove to you right now happened. Mm-hmm. To even take away our Instagram account and, you know, our 40,000 plus followers. I'm thankful we have that back. But here's what I want you to know. In these years, it has not been easy to tell the truth. And we had a crisis of courage from doctors, nurses, and people that knew what was true, but were terrified to speak up and say it. Okay, so here's the thing. What we want to do is now we have the wind behind us, guys. And so now is your time to, if you are awake to the truth about what's going on in our broken medical system, you need to have these conversations with friends and family. They don't have to be controversial. You can simply ask questions like, did you know? Did you know? And it's important that we do this because it's the only way we're going to reach everyone with the truth. We have more runway on social media now. You have more people in the news starting to try to cover this. But as long as pharma owns any of these things or has any influence, it's still an uphill battle. What we want to do on this podcast is, now that you know, our listeners know, they're awake. We want to help you navigate a new system, especially when it comes to health and wellness. We get reached out to all the time. What doctors do you see? Where do you go? Do you use this? Do you do that? What do I still need a pediatrician? How do I navigate now that I know? Because none of us want to go to the doctor and have to fight the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. We want to basically find a health coach, as we're going to say. You're going to meet Dr. Ben in a minute. He's way more than a health coach, but you want someone who is knowledgeable, that they are, you know, full of integrity, but their hearts are to help you live well. Okay. And so when you find that person who is not aligned to an insurance company, not aligned to pharma, because that's who's going to control how they help you. Okay. We want to help you not just find those people, but understand how to pay for it, how to navigate outside of your quote insurance companies, because guys, here's what we're going to have to do together as Americans now. We got to upend the system and we got to create a new one. Mm-hmm. And so our conversations moving forward, we want to have more of let us help you navigate the new health and wellness systems and create new ones together with you and your family. So with that said, during this 2020 period, one of our medical heroes was a doctor named Dr. Cammie Benton. Shout out Anna White, my sister, who knew Cammie before we ever started this podcast and continued to say to me, hey, there is somebody that you guys need to talk to because she's in Charlotte. And we want you to, I want you to have a conversation because she knows the truth about so much and she's courageous. And sure enough, we read The Real Anthony Fauci by RFK, and Cammie Benton is listed as one of the medical heroes. She's since become a friend for us. We're going to try to remember to call her Dr. Benton. We call her Cammie. But she is just such a courageous, outside the box thinker and fighter. And she has brought on to her team another person who is very aligned with her. And that's Dr. Ben Schwartz. And we have Ben with us today. But before I introduce you and let him share more of his story, I just want to say Kristen, Amy, and I are now his patients. That's right. We're going to document our entire journeys with Dr. Ben and Dr. Benton. And so that you guys can see, we're going to put our health information out there so you can see what we're doing. Because you ask us all the time, what are you doing? We're going to document it. We're going to explain how we pay for it. We're going to give you every ounce of information we can. Here's some good news. We know our listeners are not just in the state of North Carolina, you're actually all over the world. And for those of you in the US, you too can access Dr. Ben and Dr. Ben Schwartz, I should say, because we probably are gonna see Dr. Ben, but he's Dr. Schwartz to other patients. Okay, so here's the thing. You can access him because one of the great things that happened in 2020 was what? We all learned how to get online and have telemedicine visits. And so if you're looking for the kind of care you're going to watch us have and we're going to share with you more about, then you too can contact them and get the help that you need. And we're going to go into what they're at, specific things that they can really help you with. But without further ado, I know that was a long intro, but Dr. Ben, welcome to the podcast and to your first episode with us. We're so glad to be here.
Thank you all so much for having me. This is awesome. I'm so eager, I think is the best way to put it, to just talk about all this. I can talk about this stuff for days, weeks, months. This is my favorite topic. Obviously, it's why I'm doing it. And you all are totally aligned with this. So this is a very cool avenue for me. My first podcast too. So this is exciting for me. Yeah. Well,
we're so excited to have you. Okay. So for our listeners to know, because obviously you're a doctor who wants to help us create this new system. So tell us your story, Ben. How did you get here? How did you end up with Cammie? Like, how did you learn the kind of medicine that you want to practice?
So I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine. I want to make that distinction. I'm an ND, just for anyone out there. I'm sure a lot of your listeners already know about that kind of medicine anyway. My journey kind of just fell into my lap, and I'm so thankful that it did. I wasn't in college. I was not even medicine minded right away. I was looking at like sports science and journalism even. I had an affinity for science. I was very good at it. And I was like, well, what can I do with this? Am I going to be in a lab all day if I graduate with this degree? What else can I do? Doctor came up. And I was like, all right, this is awesome. I'm going to pursue it. My brother was pursuing it. He's an older brother of mine. So I looked up to him. I was like, let's do this. We can do this together. Fell out of love with it pretty quickly, actually, in pre-med. I felt it was very cutthroat, very competitive. There wasn't a lot of love in it. It was just meet the standard, and do that for, 8-10 years. And then you're a doctor and you're doing the thing. Didn't think that I wanted to do it. So as I'm falling out of love with it, I had an awesome academic advisor, and she introduced me to naturopathic medicine through an email that I got from her. She's like, hey, have you ever heard of this? Hadn't heard of it. Dove into it. Absolutely fell in love with it. And it was off and running from there. I was like, okay, I'm continuing pre-med. I'm going to go to one of these schools. I went and interviewed at a bunch of them, and I ended up going to a school in Chicago, and I got my naturopathic degree. When I was in school, that same school offered a chiropractic doctorate as well. It was my first time having chiropractic care while I was at that school. So I was not a chiropractic baby. I found it very, very late. But while I was there, it helped me out so much. And my initial thought was, if I can do this for patients too, I want to do this as well. So I stuck around for a few more years and spent a little extra money. And now I'm both a chiropractic and a naturopathic doctor. Nice. So that's my story of how I got there. How I found Cami was just as much of luck more than anything. I'll say guidance, divine guidance. I was working in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was looking for a new position with a new office, and I cold called her essentially, and we hit it off pretty well. And she had told me then, which I still think is the coolest story, but she had told me then that she was like manifesting me essentially. Mm. She was like, yes, you, this credential, male doctor. Like I want someone who can speak to this medicine. I've been wanting that for my practice for a while now. And I called her and we set up an interview right away and we talked and we were like, all right, foot on the gas, let's do this thing.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Well,
yeah. Well, here's I'm not even just saying it.
Yeah.
But I think that's like what an amazing thing when you're walking in your calling and you just see the divine guidance like lining it up for you to be where you are and even to be here in this moment. Because another thing that I should mention, guys, offline, you know, Kristen, Amy and I, we have a text thread that blows up daily, multiple times throughout the day. And by the way, if anything ever happens to me, somebody come get my phone and delete it.
Yeah.
But
you have to say that nowadays.
Sometimes I'll just text to them, read my mind. I can't write it in text, but you know what I'm thinking. Okay. So, but in that thread, we had actually done an interview a couple weeks ago, which let me point our listeners to that. We interviewed a doctor about hormone health. And and she was in Phoenix, Arizona. We were honestly about to fly out to see her because all three of us were in that perimenopausal phase where we're like, listen, we got to look into these bioidentical hormones. We need to look into more options because we were having a variety of symptoms. And if you listen to the podcast, you heard us talk about that. And we were looking for help. And so in the process of literally trying to find someone that was maybe a little closer that still was aligned with this doctor, like you are, Dr. Ben, like we wanted to find that, but we just wanted to find it closer. Mm-hmm. And again, not knowing necessarily, because with her, she wanted us to come out there. She didn't want to just do the telemedicine visits. Okay. So that was the first thing. We were talking about that, but we were also just talking about, I had signed up with Function Health and I had gotten my blood work and it gives you a doctor's, you know, kind of assessment of that, which by the way, love it. I'm very happy with it. But what Function Health is helping you do is figure out where do you need to go next? Like, okay, now you need to find that doctor who will help you make sure that we're getting, you know, you're doing the things or getting the things you need to get to where you want those levels to be. So, and just the idea of wanting to live in optimal health, here we are having these conversations when all of a sudden Cami sends us a text. Hey girl, can I help you with this? And we were like, oh, you know, like it's just opening up. And what I love about her is that she was like, okay, yeah, document it, put it out there, let people know we're going to have a partnership so that the audience can learn how to navigate this new system and live in optimal wellness in the most achievable way for them and their families. And so again, it's that divine guidance opening up. So, all right, let's talk about it then. All right. So here we are in this system. We now know. Now I want you to speak to a couple things that are going to be very repetitive for us, but I know our audience needs to hear this. Ben, one of the things we hear is my insurance they don't take my insurance. What Kristen and Amy and I, we partner with Crowd Health. You guys know we partner with them because we believe in them. Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we're excited to share an answer we've found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick. that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the Podcast Substack for more information.
But if you are so locked in to your insurance company, you're going to get what you've always gotten. Mm-hmm. Understand that. If you're sick or you're not living your best life, then stick with the system you got and you're going to keep living that same life. The only way out is to open your mind to other options. So Ben, can you speak to that just as a physician, like what your experience is with insurance and why there needs to be other options?
Yeah, I'd say that insurance just has its limitations. There's only so much that it can provide. And people are willing to pay for that for good reason. And I understand that. I don't want to criticize that, but it lacks the care that you're seeking. That's the divide right there. Most people who are coming to this medicine who have been on insurance for a long time are expecting the insurance to do what they've done for a long time. And not calling them insane, but that is the insanity, expecting the different result doing the same thing. So insurance is super limited. There's a lot of red tape there. And of course, then the doctor also has to be willing to work with you. Now, if you step outside of insurance, there's a lot more medical freedom, and that's where the real value is. You can look deeper, you can take the deeper dives, you can get the labs that you want, you get much more time with the doctor, you get, you know, step by step kind of hand holding in a way to your health if you're in that chronic condition that you've been in for a while. It's hard to break free of, but usually I like to stack the two prices up side by side. That the amount you pay for insurance and the amount you pay for functional medicine, naturopathic care, holistic care, whatever you want it to be. At the end of the day, it's about the same. You're going to always be paying for that health insurance year after year if that's what you're doing. With functional medicine, give it that strong year. Put your finances there. Value your health in that way. You will build such a better foundation moving forward. I say it with every patient. I'm like, I know there's a bit of sticker shock here with the pricing for this. It's hard to go out of pocket initially, or if you're using, you know, HSA, FSA, CrowdShare, however you're doing it, it's hard to do. That's a leap for some patients, but establish those conditions for health with me. Take the time with me, with another doctor to establish those conditions. We're talking about your health 5, 10, 20 years down the line. That's going to improve because that's going to catch up with you. Just doing the annual checkups and whatever they prescribe, getting prescriptions paid for, a surgery might cover a little bit of it, but you're willing to pay for that. Some people go a full year and they don't even really touch their health insurance. Mm-hmm. You're paying for that.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe, you know, how do you prioritize your money? Right. It's a silly analogy, but I'll say it all the time. Like people spend way more on their car than they do their own body.
It's true. Yeah. So yep. True.
Well, and the goal, ultimate goal for you and what you guys are doing is that you're trying to get people well so that they don't need to see you year after year after year constantly, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. My goal is, honestly, my goal is you're no longer a patient of mine.
Right.
You are your own doctor at this point.
Right.
You have healed. You have the healing. It's in you. You're so much more educated. And that's the huge gap in healthcare nowadays is education. Mm-hmm. And doctors don't have time to educate. They refer out for you know, nutritional education if they even think it's necessary. I mean, there's no education. But you get so much from it. It truly is long-term wellness, Amy.
Well, the doctors aren't encouraged to, there's no incentive for them to educate the patients, right? Their incentive is coming from insurance companies. And I've said it before, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Amy. I know you were about to say something, but what we've said, even like I'll refer back to our podcast episode with Andy Schoonover with Crowd Health, but just talking about breaking free from the insurance system. But you can have doctors who have gone to school and this is their expertise, recommend and highly suggest something. And then the insurance company says no, or the insurance company doesn't pay for it. You're paying for the insurance company to pay for this, but yet they don't pay for it. Yep. And then you're not any better. And you just stay either status quo or you slowly get worse over time and nobody's paying attention because there's no incentive to pay attention. And one great thing about having to pay out of pocket, well, there's a couple things. Number one, things are a lot cheaper. You tell them you're self-pay, it's half the price. Another thing is it's going to encourage you to be healthy. You don't want to pay to go to the doctor. And that's one of the reasons I've been educating myself so much. I'm like, nope, I don't want to pay for it because I don't want to go waste my time, waste my money, and not get what I am, what I'm wanting out of this.
Right.
So well said. So well said. Like you, how much you value your health is how much you're going to pay in financial value. I couldn't have said that better myself. That is the distinction, but I recognize that that's hard for people right now. There's moving pieces to everyone's finances. So, I always try to make it as affordable as I can. We prioritize what is immediately necessary. I'm not the doctor who just does $10,000 worth of labs just to, you know, even if they're indicated or not. And I certainly don't over supplement. Everyone thinks they're going to be put on, you know, 20 bottles of pills. And I'm like, no, that's not the goal here. That's not true, pure naturopathic medicine at its core.
Right. And that's the thing. And I mean, again, we can attest to that because we have been seeing you as patients, that you did not order every lab under the sun. Now, if something comes up that we need more information, because all three of us want that, right? If we can't figure out what's kind of misfiring here and there's more lab work that needs, we're certainly, the three of us, because we are so committed, this is a priority for us and our families, we're going to want that done. But you're not running out trying to run every test under the sun. You're starting in square one and we work out from there. And that keeps it affordable, but it also keeps it time efficient. And let me also say, in our first call with you, each of us got 45 minutes at least of your time. I've never had a doctor's appointment that went 45 minutes. Yeah. And we talked. And I mean, listen, Dr. Ben was like, you can tell me things back to birth. Okay. In fact, that was one of the questions is like,
I started at birth.
when did things start to go wrong? And we're like, at birth.
Okay.
So important.
Affect us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we joke about it. It's not funny, but when we were talking about when the whole Tylenol thing came out, we're like, we know some people whose mom definitely took Tylenol. That was a joke. It's just saying what happens to you in utero does matter. But the fact that you were so thorough and gave us so much of your time is such a distinct difference from the current medical system.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that just for a second here is that's what you pay for. With functional medicine, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for time and partnership with a doctor. And I think most patients, I mean, I see in here all the time, but they come in here for a reason. Usually it's disappointment in the medical system, or their health has not gotten where they want it to with the normal system as is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're paying for a functional medicine doctor's work, we're with you every step of the way. It's daily if it needs to be communication. It's an open calendar to say, okay, when do we need to schedule to follow up way more frequently than other medicine. And I think that's important. I think most people will agree that it's hard to get in with a doctor these days. And then when you do, they may refer you to a specialist. And it's even harder to get in with that specialist. And then now you're bouncing around from specialty to specialty. There's no hub that's bridging that gap. I'll always refer if I have to, but at the very least, what I can do is look holistically at the body and say, okay, this is what's going on here. This is how it's affecting this system. This is how it's affecting the system. And that makes it a journey. So you pay for the time of that journey. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to go, 10% at a time, step by step by step. But the consistency and the effort you put into that time makes all the difference. And that's lacking in medicine. It's take this, follow up in 6 months, talk to you then. And most of the time, it's so much time wasted. 6 months later, I mean, how many patients go, yeah, I took it. I don't really feel different. I actually feel worse. I might've had a side effect. Yep. 6 months ago,
yep.
You could have told the doctor that. And that, I mean, that's 6 months of time.
That's
right. So it's just about being with the patient every step of the way. It truly is a partnership. And honestly, a good doctor is just a teacher. They're just a messenger.
Yep.
That's all it is. So we're just communicating to you what we think is best. We're practicing medicine.
Yeah.
And if you're going to practice medicine, it has to be step by step. You have to know, hey, this worked, this didn't work right away, and make a change. That's how you have efficient medicine, and that's lacking.
That's right.
Well, I think one thing that sets apart, naturopathic doctors, functional medicine doctors from just traditional doctors too, is that, like you said, they look at the body as a compartmentalized in every facet. It's like, oh, you have a stomach issue, go to the stomach doctor. You have joint pain, go to the joint doctor. You have, arthritis, go to the arthritis doctor. Whereas you are trained to see how the gut is affecting your mood, your sleep, how your joint pain might be tied to your gut, how, your hormones might be tied to your sleep. I mean, you can look at everything, and everything in our bodies are connected. And a typical doctor is, they don't have time, mm-hmm. Or they're so laser focused in their specialty to make those connections. So really you're getting a one-stop shop, mm-hmm. For just think of Dr. Ben as like your specialist for everything, all in one person.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the private I told him when we had our call, I said, I feel like you're my private investigator, and now I'm giving you the facts. I'm giving you information. You're getting information from some of these labs. And then now you're just taking it, and now you're going to piece together maybe what I can do to get things working more optimally for me. And there's no other doctor I've ever had, even your general practitioner, would refer you to the gastro doctor, refer you to the OBGYN. And you're like, what am I doing? And you are stuck in a broken system where you're continuing to spend money. Because by the way, insurance is not covering everything usually that you're going for. And then you're getting nowhere. And as Ben said, this is now time. And time off of your life, that wasted time. And time is also money. Like we need answers, and we need things to be looked at top to bottom, inside out, right? So that we can really make sure that we're not doing things to correct. One thing, like I said, it's like medical whack-a-mole. Oh, let me deal with your cholesterol, but let me give you dementia, right? Like, it's like, you're just doing this. And what we need is someone to go, no, here's where it's misfiring, and here's why. You need more of this. You need less of this. You need to do this. And guys, if you will partner with Dr. Ben or Dr. Benton and any of these kinds of holistic doctors that really are here to, as he said, like, be your teacher, if you'll partner with them and do it, you will not believe how great you can start to feel and how well you can start to live. And I mean that sincerely. And I just want to go over a couple things too that you're going to get at, and this is bentonintegrative.com. You can go to their website, but they can do direct primary care, functional medicine, hormone health, hallelujah, as Kristen would say, joint and regenerative health, sexual health, men and women. Okay. It affects both, and wellness and vitality. I mean, guys, that's pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. So now I know the question so many mamas and daddies are asking is, what about the pediatrician?
Mm.
Okay. This is our opinion. We're going to give our opinion first, Ben, then we want to hear yours. Our opinion, Meekers and Amy, tell moms, get out your pediatrician's office. Like, sorry, I'm just going to say it. You can sue me. I don't care.
A lot of ours have already been kicked out.
Yes, a lot of ours are kicked out of their pediatrician. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. if that pediatrician's office is set up for you to have well visits that include vaccinations, this is how they will, that's their bread and butter. That, and that's not my opinion. We have seen this time and time and time again, where basically that is the reality. If that's what it's set up for, it, and you are aligned with us in terms of what you want for your health and well-being of your family, it's not a good partnership. What you instead have to find is a pediatrician who does not make you stay on any kind of schedule, does not mandate any vaccines, and for them to be your doctor. And also, I would say you want that pediatrician to talk about your child's diet, your child's movement, your child's lifestyle, like all the things that will affect your child's health. And if you can find a pediatrician does that, then you don't have to fire them. But if that's not what's happening, there are other options. And Dr. Ben, we would love to hear your take on that.
Yeah. I would say that functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, absolutely impactful for kids too. Kids are great and usually the healthiest form themselves, but that is when so many things begin to develop. And we can't just mask that with the medications. You don't want to be, that sick 4-year-old who never really addressed what was making you sick, mm-hmm. and now you're 14 years old in school, and you're having all of these other problems, and now they're going to find a medication for that, attention medications or birth control for girls who aren't even worried about being pregnant to begin with. This is when the foundations are most important, is when you're a kid. I always emphasize that to families. I'm like, if your son or daughter is having this problem, let me at least do some work on them, get them on something they can be doing, address diet effectively. It makes such an impact later in life. And that's why we take it so far back in our history intake is, well, what did childhood look like?
Yeah.
What did childhood look like? What were the issues years ago that you had dealt with? Because that's a part of my own story too. So it just resonates with me. Had a lot of infections as a kid, strep, ear infections, antibiotic baby, tore my gut up coming to find out. I had, digestive issues, food allergy sensitivities. It was the whole gamut of just like that sick kid kind of syndrome. And I look back at that now, and my mom was trying so hard for me. I think that's honestly why I lean toward this medicine anyways, because of her. But you have to, it's important to have that in mind as a kid, is good quality pediatric care, because that is when you are developing and it's most important.
And do you guys see children as well, Dr. Schwartz?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love working with the kiddos. And all of our other practitioners here work with them day in and day out. They're and always coming in and out.
Chiropractic care for kids, I feel yes. like, is great. Isn't that a great kind of preventative?
Yeah.
If you kind of keep them on a good schedule with adjustments, that can prevent a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's when it matters the most, is getting, structural integrity of your body is one of the tenets of health. You can't deny it. It's mind, body, spirit, and within body. Yeah. Your structure makes a huge difference, and how your nervous system mm-hmm. is interacting with all of the organs in your body. Yeah. I think that's.
Yeah.
Here, come. But yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
Okay.
And I see it all the time too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, let me make sure we're good. Ben, Ben maybe got a call and it like stopped Ben for just a second. I just want to make sure that he is still recording. Hold on. You know how sometimes, yeah, we're good. It just sent me a notice that was like, Ben stopped recording. So I just want to make sure.
That was a call coming in.
Oh, yeah, it happens. It happens.
Immediate red button.
I know.
Decline.
Okay. One other thing too, I just want to point out really quickly. I know we were talking about how, traditional doctors look at each body part, each system as just mm-hmm. by itself. And you look at the whole. Another thing that I want people to be aware of with looking at what you look at versus traditional is Dr. Ben's looking at labs and things like that. A traditional doctor will just let you go with things in the normal range. It could be the low end of normal. It could be the high end of normal. It could be the dead center of normal. But if you're in that normal range, then there's nothing wrong with you. Okay. What Dr. Ben and Dr. Benton, they want you at optimal. Do you see what I mean? Like, they're not going to stop. Normal is not okay. That's not the goal. The goal is to get you better than normal. And so that is another just huge, to me, that means a lot. And I feel like that is going to just up-level you so much more when you have a doctor who doesn't want you to just have normal labs. They want you to have optimal labs.
Yes.
How we get the results that we get is aiming for optimal, not just satisfactory. Like, we narrow the ranges, and that pisses a lot of people off. But usually you are symptomatic outside of our ranges, but you can be within the normal ranges conventionally. So you'll get the clean bill of health when truthfully you don't feel well. You might feel like garbage, but your doctor keeps saying,
"You're fine. You're
thyroid
fine.
Good, liver good, heart good, kidneys good." I don't know. So if you reach for those levels, but also we interpret the levels differently. There's a lot more basic biology in your standard CBC than what is generally interpreted. So the interpretation is just different training, and we're just trained to look at it differently, which I think is a gap in medicine. So, we do what we have to, the functional medicine ranges might change, but it's for your demographic. It's bettering your health. I can't tell you the amount of patients who come in and they've got every hallmark symptom of an underactive thyroid, but their labs looked good. I don't believe that.
Right. And here's the thing too, is what I love about functional medicine and integrative, like when you're actually paying attention to this, and this is something that I know my parents' doctors have missed, is a normal range. Just like you said, y'all tighten up that range, because you could be normal on the low end of normal last year. And then you go 6 months later and now you're in the middle normal, and now you're in the upper end of normal, but you're creeping up. Or the opposite, you're creeping down. And if you don't have a doctor paying attention to that, and they just say, oh, you're within the normal, think about blood sugar. Think about your HbA, your fasting blood glucose, your fasting insulin, anything like that. If that's starting to creep up and your doctor isn't paying attention to it, then they're going to miss all these other symptoms, all these other issues that come along with it. You are like borderline. And, you know, insulin resistance and all this stuff, like you've got, speaking of, I that never happened. Oh, that was a FaceTime. I don't even know.
It wasn't me.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We'll edit it out.
Woo, sorry. That has never happened to me. I'm so sorry. Anyway, but I think this is also like y'all pay attention to the trends. And one thing I know, Amy, Holly, and I, we were like, one thing that we definitely already noticed with Dr. Ben, Dr. Schwartz, I keep calling either one, but just how like calm you are and how you listen. Like you can tell when somebody actually is listening and actually cares. And there's a lot of others that are probably out there that can do that. But most doctors, even though they do care, they don't have time to really care to sit down and pay attention and listen. So I think that is just like, literally that's what he was doing the whole time, was like, tell me. And he sat back and listened, you know, and he did that with each one of us. And I think when's the last time you felt like your doctor actually listened to you?
And that's it. It's not, I don't ever want to pit myself against other doctors. They're stuck in a pretty broken system, but most of the time the intentions are very good. They're just like mine are. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it. I'm simply trying to fill the gaps where the system doesn't allow for education, preventative medicine. Again, going back to pediatrics, I mean, that's when you start preventing things that can happen down the line. Individualized care, right? Not just following the algorithm of medicine that we've created and established, but saying, okay, let's look outside of the box. All right, let's catch those trends now. Yeah. And again, we have a little bit more freedom to explore that.
Yeah, and I will also say with Benton Integrative, what you're also getting is Dr. Schwartz and all of their associates still confer back with Dr. Benton as well. And that's something that you'll see on their website when you go to bentonintegrative.com. You'll see that they all confer back with her because she has 20 some years of, she's an MD who converted. So she started in the other world and converted over to where Dr. Ben is. But having her wealth of experience and insights, you know, you're not just getting one doctor, you're actually getting two people who are continuing to evaluate, you know, what's going on, which I think is so important, right? Because I think, you know, as you are kind of these investigators looking at this whole body and this whole person and trying to help them navigate up to a healthier place, you know, that having those, that insight is, it can be so helpful. And I think it just speaks to the level of commitment that you guys have to your patients, to really seeing them live well and to not have to be stuck in any system, and certainly not even yours, right? Where it's like, hey, we want to help you know how to live your healthiest and best life. And I think that's what we all need, and it's what we need for our kids as well. And it's why the three of us are so passionate about just kind of dismantling the old system and helping people find the new one. And so with that, they can find you at bentonintegrative.com, right? They can find you guys there. Will you talk about some of the services that you guys provide? Because I know I want you to really explain things like the concierge type service and what they get. Just go into kind of what you guys are offering now, Ben.
So we have a couple other paths, and it just depends what the patient requires. Some patients are more in that primary care category where they're in a healthy spot and they really just want hands and eyes on themselves or their family throughout the year, just to make sure that they're hitting their marks, and that's totally fine. We vet, you know, the history before we put them in a certain program or membership. We have functional medicine, which is mostly what I'm doing right now, which is a bit of the deeper dive. You know, I love working with the mystery medicine, right? The question marks, chronic care management, I'd say would be a good way to define it. Folks who have had issues for a long time, and they might be metabolically ill, chronically ill. And we really just take the time to unpack that, kind of peel back the onion and get them back to balance. We have a ton of health coaches in the office who are unbelievable. I've gotten to a point now since working with them where it's almost a non-negotiable for me. I'm like, you have to speak with one of our health coaches before we get going, because they work on mindset, and mindset is everything. I've known it all along, but now I can actually apply it at Benton Integrative. If you're stuck in that sympathetic overdrive, oh, healing, not priority. We put that to the wayside. So we can, I've had the patient with a great diet, great supplement, they're exercising, they're trying to sleep well, and they still feel terrible. If you're not entering parasympathetic, that's where we repair. That's where we rebalance, we restore. You're stuck in that sympathetic overdrive. So getting health organized and having coaches do that with you along the way, which is what we provide, is invaluable. Invaluable, because you're not just getting thrown a blueprint of a treatment plan anymore. Now you get to talk about the challenges within that, break that down, and create a sustainable plan for you. It has to be sustainable, and it has to evolve too, because that's what health does. So we have that as well. We have obviously, like you touched on too, when you were going over our office, we do a lot for sexual health. Cammie's probably going to come on here and talk about that much more, but we have many different treatments for sexual health, which is so important. It really is a good gauge for just vitality. Mm. And it's an important part of human health. That's why we crave it. Mm. And we have, you know, I do acupuncture myself. If you're in town, I'm a clinical acupuncturist. So anytime that, you know, there's an energetic block that I sense in a patient, and we're not, you know, we're making progress, we're plateauing, we have to break through something, I always look back at energy medicine. What are we blocking? You know, which meridians are kind of stuck? You know, we have a dam at one of our meridians. We got to keep that energy flowing. Acupuncture has been an awesome tool for that, but I'll also use it acute too. You know, if you come in with headaches or digestive complaints, acupuncture works fantastic, but it's just how you combine them. And it's having good oversight. If you have a clinic that monitors it well, we'll put you into the right place. We've got a biocharger machine now, which I'm just getting familiar with, but heard some amazing patient testimonials about it so far. So just another to touch on energy medicine too, another modality that we'll use. We definitely try to keep it all under one roof so that you don't have to keep getting bounced around and referred. I think that we do a really, really good job of that. Obviously some of it is if you're closer to our office and you can get in, but, you know, we offer a lot and we're always educating. Always educating. It's so important to KME too. I mean, our continuing education is constant. New updates, breakthroughs in medicine, therapies that are being trialed. I mean, peptides, you guys can talk to that. I know you all can talk to that. But I mean, we're at the tip of the iceberg with this stuff. So we're trying to stay on top of it so that you get good, up-to-date, evidence-based care.
That is so important.
I know y'all want it all under one roof, but can y'all get a roof here in Wilmington too?
We can road trip it.
Hey, I love the beach. All right, we'll have to talk to Cammie about moving me down there.
We'll help set it up. So listen, that's another important thing to say, because we are going to come to Charlotte. We are going to come see you guys. We're going to document these journeys, and in the spirit of that, I'd also like for us to just go around and share what we're actually seeking to improve, because I would say the three of us are pretty healthy. I think our friends would all go, oh, they're healthy. They're, you know, but there's things we want to work on, and let's talk about it because we're going to be documenting it. So Amy, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm probably the biggest hot mess of the group. I would say my priorities, what I kind of discussed, are always my gut health. I feel like that can, for some reason, I struggle with my gut health, and I eat a clean diet. I exercise, I do all the things, but I've just had a weird, like almost like a food poisoning at the beginning of September. And I had to, unfortunately, get on a 3-day course of antibiotics because I was traveling. I didn't want to, but I could not go on this trip with the state of my body. I couldn't do it. So I knew, like, in addition with my, I struggle with like bloating, and I can't pinpoint, you know, if it's, I've tried elimination diets. At this point, I think it might be hormonal. I just want to know what is triggering it. And this has been a years long problem. Like, this is not something that just started. I mean, I've always kind of dealt with this cycle of bloating. And then with getting on the antibiotics too, I'm like, well, I've just destroyed everything. It's even worse now, you know. So my gut health is a huge priority. And then also, you know, I'll be 47 in December. I think my mom went through menopause at 48. So I know that I'm trying to, like when we interviewed Dr. Stills, like I'm pre-gaming. I want to pre-game. I want to just feel vibrant, energetic, joyful, healthy and well throughout this whole shift that I know is coming. And I just don't want it to affect me like I've seen it affect other people. Now that we know better, we can do better. So I think those are my main two things I'm going to be focused on.
So. Yeah. Love it. Kristen?
Fortunately, I think I spent the first 35 years of my life with gut issues. So thankfully, I've put in my time for that. My gut actually is pretty good right now, knock on wood. But that was not thanks to any doctors that I went to. That was thanks to me. Thank you to me.
Like, power to you.
And just educating myself and reading labels. But I think my biggest issue is, I do have thyroid issues, which I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's after having Riley. And that is something that you can't really diet your way out of, except gluten-free has helped me. You know, I do try to stay away from a lot of the inflammatory things, but I want to maintain, make sure my thyroid is optimal, not just normal. And I, just like y'all, I know I'm in the perimenopause state. Like, I definitely, I really want to pregame. Like, I want to biatch proof myself. And I want to.
I love that term, pregame.
And I want to.
Wait for me.
I don't want, like, and you know, I know it's okay to like take naps and all this stuff, but I really want to like have like really good, just awesome energy. Luckily, I do sleep well. I don't sleep long enough. I feel like there are things that like are going well for me, but I want to be optimal and I just don't want to miss anything. I have a lot of, there's cancer, blood pressure, heart disease, cholesterol, blood sugar issues, like all in my family. So this is where, don't just think that genetics is the reason for anything. We can control that. Just because my family has it does not mean that I'm going to have it. Okay. So we have control of that, but I want to make sure that we are on top of it. So that's me.
I love that. And yeah, for me, as we've talked about, I'll be 51 in a few months. I still have not come to terms with that. Maybe y'all can help me accept that has happened. It's still, no. I'm like, what? I'm how old?
Biological age. That's what matters.
And my biological age is really good, y'all, because I did get
there
that.
There you go.
That could help. So, but
just tell people your biological age. That's all.
I'm 59, as it turns
out.
No, but like really wanting to, like, just as they said, navigate, I'm still perimenopause, but it's inching closer. I can tell to being crossing over that threshold. I want to do that well, but with my dad's heart history, it's really been at the forefront of my mind. At my age, my dad had open heart surgery, a quadruple bypass. And I'm, as Kristen said, I'm here to tell you, I made very different decisions throughout my life because it did happen to him at such a young age to where right now, thank you, Jesus, I'm good. I'm good. And I have my heart strong and healthy and all that. My goal is to be 90 years old and bounce my great grandbabies on my lap and then hit the gym. Like, that's how I want to live my life.
Yep.
I don't want to ever.
I'm 115 years old.
Yeah. You know? I want to keep going. I want to slide into heaven and be like, I did everything with this body. I mean, I did it all. And I went out with energy. I went out like with vitality. Like, I do. I mean, I don't want to be soon, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, I don't, who cares if you live to 100 if you feel like garbage starting at 50?
Yes.
Right? Like, I want to live well. And I think we have the tools at our disposal. Now y'all to do that, and with people like Dr. Benton and all these other people that really can come along to support us, we can do that if we're willing to commit to doing it. Let me just also say to our audience, we live a life that pretty much lines up with those goals. Okay. So, I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a teetotaler, but I will occasionally have a social drink, but like, it's just not a part of my life. That's where I'm at on it. I want to eat clean. I don't really want a lot of seed oils in my diet. I want to move my body daily and strength training. Dr. Ben and I talked about this. I am a big fan of you lifting something heavy 3 to 4 days a week for an extended amount of time. Like, I think it is the key to vitality is muscle and protein. And I am living proof. I believe that's absolutely true. So, but that's what we want. And Ben, we're excited. You're going to come alongside us and help us make this all happen, right?
Oh, I'm so excited to work with you all. You all are awesome, and you really do have great energy. The three of you are probably the definition of optimizing health. Mm. You guys are in great health. You want to be better, and you have the future in your sight. Mm. You have goals for the future and how you want to feel, and that opens the door for really powerful functional medicine.
Well, we're going to be documenting it and the whole audience is going to know, and they're going to know if, you know, how this all goes. And also, most importantly, this is not just for us guys, it's for you too. And that's why we wanted to connect you with Dr. Ben Schwartz, Dr. Cami Benton, and all their associates at bentonintegrative.com, because you can have a televisit with them as very, very soon if you'd like. And we encourage you to do it. And if they can't help you, whether you're in a state where they feel like it's maybe there's going to be limitations, that's something they can help you with. What we can vouch for is they're going to give you the honest truth, and they're going to come alongside to help and support you as much as they possibly can. And guys, the more we do this, and the more that everybody, because what speaks in America, where the money goes, That's where it will help build the new system. If we can take money out of systems that don't serve us, move it to new systems that do, guess what? It will become easier and even more accessible because that's where the market's running toward.
Yep.
I love that you touched on that.
What's that?
I love that you mentioned that. It's all supply and demand.
It is.
And we all feel it. There's a shift toward this type of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And it's only because people are demanding it. And the more that you know, someone's got to get their hands on the money. I get that. That's just how the country works. But the more that people want it, desire it, use it, benefit from it, the more we're going to grow. And this is going to be standard of care, hopefully very soon.
Yes.
Yes. That is our prayer. And let me just say, we've been praying for this for a really long time, that this would happen. And politics aside, the truth is that when this last election happened and we knew that RFK was going to be in the position he was in, and Lord knows he has haters because he's disrupting a system big time. Mm-hmm. But we felt a sense of relief, honestly, Ben, because what we knew was, well, first of all, we had learned a lot from him, to be honest. He had been a source of information for us, whether it was on fluoride and drinking water, Monsanto, or the childhood vaccine schedule. I mean, he was someone that knew something that a lot of people mm-hmm. didn't. But I think what happened was, now I never in a million years thought I'd hear Jillian Michaels talking about the childhood vaccine schedule on national television.
Right.
What a random thing, you know, yeah. to have a very well-known fitness instructor bring this conversation into the mainstream. Guys, there were times where Kristen and Amy and I, if we even mentioned vaccines to people, like, we could be shunned, demonized, like we were treated as outcasts at times for simply asking questions. Not telling anybody else what to do. Literally going, why can't we sue the vaccine companies for injury? Like, why did they take that away? Having even that, it's become such a religion, such a cult. And now, today, we can have these conversations. There's not as much censorship happening, and it's becoming more mainstream to question. So in your questioning, what the three of us hope to do is, we hope that we can bring you information to help you piece together a new way of thinking, and also a new way of moving in the health and wellness space and living, like, you know, a life of purpose and good health, because you know better now, right? Mm-hmm. It's really what
I really admire that about you guys, and just how honest you all are, and you're willing to fight for it, and you're willing to say the hard things and speak about the hard truths. And I mean, it goes a long way. Somebody has to, or we're stuck.
Yeah.
So I admire that.
Yeah.
And I think this is also very unique to do, and not many, I can't really think of any podcast hosts or anyone of any influence who's documented their journey in this way.
Yeah.
That's pretty unique. I think that your following will appreciate that.
Well, we can't wait. So you guys be following us on Instagram for sure. That is what we'll be putting it in our stories. We will be documenting it a lot. But I think too, again, reach out to us. I mean, you guys already do. We can't always get to every comment and everything, but you can always try to reach out to us, because what we're trying to do is help you find what you're looking for. And really, by tuning in here and following us, we're going to try to give you as many resources as we can so that you guys can break the system and help us build a new one. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are just so thrilled that we got to meet you, that our paths have aligned, and everybody, you'll be hearing a lot more from him and Dr. Benton in the future. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Ben.
Thank you all so much. It was my pleasure to be here. I can't wait to be on more and talk more and work with you guys.
It's going to be fun. All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time. Bye, y'all.